Good morning, this is Justin Nyoni. Welcome to Justin Nyoni Audio Experience. Right now we're going to get into Big Ideas. Big Ideas is a new segment that I created. And with Big Ideas, what the whole premise of the show was to present to you some big ideas that I found from some prominent authors and thinkers around the world. So as I read, as I research, as I go through life and I find some really significant ideas that I think you would benefit from, that would add value to you, that would improve your life, so I'm going to bring them to you in this segment called Big Ideas. And today I've got just the most amazing man right now. He's, I think New York Times called him the most influential public intellectual in the world right now. His name is Dr. Jordan Peterson. And I got a couple of audios of his that I would just want to share with you. And, you know, as I'm recording this, I'm thinking about exactly what he's really talking about and the thrust of his message. And he's a clinical psychologist. He's a professor at the University of Toronto, and he was a Harvard professor also. I think he got his PhD at McGill University, so he's a very prominent scholar. And he has written a book, I think two books, and he's writing his third book now. His very popular book right now, it's called 12 Rules for Life. And I've been going through it in my videos, and I'm going through it right now because I think this is so valuable. This is something that the things that he shares are really, really timeless principles. And the thing is, what he brings is a lot of wisdom, which is exactly what we're lacking right now. Because we're living in a time where not many people are wise. There are not many people with the big ideas. And he's one of them with one of those significant ideas. And that's how I really highly rate this man. And so we're gonna go into an audio of his, and in this short audio, he's speaking about responsibility, basically. You know, in going through life, what's happening for myself and for a lot of people is I'm hearing a lot of complaining, a lot of let's change the world by changing the other guy. You know, there's something wrong with the environment because those other people are doing something. Those capitalists, those white supremacists, those, you know, Chinese, those, you know, it's we're living in a world right now that's, you know, when we get into the media, what's happening in the media, and a lot of it's what's happening even in our countries in Africa, where it's like, okay, this white man took our land and this white man did this to us and we need retribution for this. And I think in all this, how do you orient yourself as an individual? How do you get your life to be better? How do you take responsibility for your life? And how do you fight the fight of finding meaning in your life? Because that's the whole point, is that at the end of the day, you have to go and you have to live in your own body, and you have to find happiness and satisfaction in your own body. With the people around you, you have to create meaning for yourself. And if you've got children, I've got children, I have to create a home and raise them to be people who have got a purpose, who have got meaning in their life. And so we do have responsibilities, you know. And I think what Jordan Peterson is doing is he's bringing back that sense of responsibility. You know, he's kind of, it's like almost like a swift kick in the butt where he's saying, wake up and take responsibility for your life. And you know, think about not just yourself, but think about the other people around you. Think about, be considerate. You know, in taking responsibility for yourself, you make it easier for everyone around you. We're all going through stuff. And we're all in this world. And you know, one of the big ideas what he talks about is we've been getting it in religion, in Christianity, and a lot of the religions, a lot of the ancient writings. You know, I remember a friend of mine, he used to love the writings from the old monks of old. So he loved I think it's called the ascetics, basically. He loved those kind of olden day writings, and he got me into it. And I remember I read a couple of those 12th century monks and the way they wrote what they wrote. And there's a famous book I think I'm gonna forget, but it's called I think it, but anyway, the book is about suffering, and a lot of their messages was about carrying a cross. But what they, the kind of wisdom that they brought and that they extracted in the world and that they tried to share with us was that, which is exactly what Jordan Peterson goes back and he grabs some of those lessons, that life is suffering, life is hard, and life is not easy for anybody. And we live in a world where we have to fight nature, we're fighting ourselves, you know, you're fighting your own inner demons and you're fighting your own, trying to, you know, to produce good for yourself, and you're battling against nature, you're battling against other people, you're battling against a lot of things. So life is hard, you know, and you don't get what you want all the time. You've got problems with government, we've got problems with this, technology, competition, people around us, you know, all social media images that are fighting us and that are causing dissatisfaction relationships in ourselves. So we've got a lot of stuff that we're dealing with. But, you know, when we go back to what Jordan Peterson is really teaching about, is take responsibility for yourself, calm down. You know, focus on your life. I think I like one of his principles, you know, in his book 12 Rules for Life. And one of the principles is that set your house in order before you start to want to straighten the whole world out, you know, which is a concept that you hear in, I think Paul writes about it to Timothy when he's selecting. So Paul, the Apostle Paul in the Bible, in the New Testament, was writing to his protege, Timothy, and he was telling him how to select church leaders, but it's something that's very applicable to everyone. But he said, and he gave a criteria to Timothy, and one of the criteria in choosing church leadership was the person must first have his house in order first. So before you start to come and rule the church, you must have your own family in order, which is the same concept that Jordan Peterson says, one of his rules, 12 rules for life. But one of the rules is setting your own house in order, focusing on yourself, setting your life straight before you want to straighten everyone else's life. And that's a very, very important concept, and a very, it's wisdom that is lost in our age that we need to get back, because we're living in a world where everyone wants to straighten everyone else up, and nobody wants to look at themselves and straighten your own house. You know, get your own house in order before you want to save the world, before you want to save the environment, before you want to save people from floods that are caused by global warming. Get your own house in order. Get your own morality. Get your own, you know, get, be able to control your appetites, be able to control yourself and control your place, you know, in the world. Be able to get yourself, just get through the day and be happy. You know, just getting yourself happy. I mean, start there. And that's the thing. And I mean, it seems funny, but I'm trying to, as I listen to it more, I'm focusing on myself more, and it's helped me a lot. So this is one of those things. So enjoy. I'm gonna come back after this. So I'm just gonna go for a break, and then the audio will start. Jordan Peterson is gonna, then you're gonna start hearing from the man himself. So enjoy it, please, and we'll see you afterwards.
Okay, so here's the problem. There's a big problem here. The problem is, it's true. You're oppressed, you're oppressed, you're oppressed, you're oppressed. God only knows why. Maybe you're too short, or you're not as beautiful as you could be, or, you know, your parent, your grandparent was a serf, likely, because almost everybody's great-grandparent was. It's like, you know, and you're not as smart as you could be, and you have a sick relative, and you have your own physical problems, and it's like, frankly, you're a mess. And you're oppressed in every possible way, including your ancestry and your biology, and the entire sum of human history has conspired to produce victimized you with all your individual pathological problems. It's like, yes, true. Okay, but the problem is that it is true. And so if you take the oppressed, you have to fractionate them and fractionate them. It's like, you're a woman. Yeah, okay, well, I'm a black woman. Well, I'm a black woman who has two children. Well, I'm a black woman who has two children, and one of them isn't very healthy. And then Well, I'm a Hispanic woman, and I have a genius son who doesn't have any money so that he can't go to university. And, you know, I had a hell of a time getting across the border. It was really hard on me to get my citizenship. My husband is an alcoholic brute. It's like, well, yeah, that sucks too. And so, well, so let's fix all your oppression. And we'll take every single thing into account, and then we'll fix yours too. We'll take every single thing into account. It's like, no, you won't, because you can't. You can't. It is technically impossible. First of all, you can't even list all the ways that you're oppressed. Second, how are you going to weight them? Third, who's going to decide? And that's the bloody thing. Who's going to decide? That's the thing. Well, what's the answer in the West? It's like, in free markets, oh yeah, Christ, we'll never be able to solve this problem. No one can solve it. What are we going to do about that? We're going to outsource it to the marketplace. You're going to take your sorry, pathetic being, and you're going to try to offer me something that maybe I want. And I'm going to take my sorry, pathetic being, and I'm going to say, well, all things considered, as well as I can understand them, maybe I could give you this much money, which is actually a promise, for that thing. And you've packed all of your damn oppression into the price. And I've packed all my oppression into the willingness to pay it. And that solution sucks. It's a bad solution. But compared to every other solution, man, it's why 10% of us have freedom. And so there's a tremendous illogic at the bottom of this. It's like, you have to fractionate the oppressed all the way down to the level of the individual. Well, that's what the West figured out. You know, there's a couple of figures who are at the mythological roots of our culture, and you know, people get upset with me because I bring in religious themes, but I understand some things about mythology and religion. And it's not an accident that the axiomatic Western individual is someone who was unfairly nailed to a cross and tortured. It's like, yes, right, exactly. So what do you do about that? Well, I thought about that for a long time too. It's like, well, you don't get together in a damn mob, because all that does is allow you to be as horrible as you could possibly imagine and suffer from none of the consequences. That's a bad idea. So how about we don't do that? Well, there's a deep idea in the West too. It's like, pick up your damn suffering and bear it and try to be a good person so you don't make it worse. Well, that's a truth. You know, I read a lot about the terrible things that people have done to each other. You just cannot even imagine it. It's so awful. So you don't want to be someone like that. Now, do you have a reason to be? Yes. You have lots of reasons to be. God, there's reasons to be resentful about your existence. Everyone you know is going to die. You know, you too. And there's going to be a fair bit of pain along the way, and lots of it's going to be unfair. It's like, yeah, no wonder you're resentful. It's like, act it out and see what happens. You make everything you're complaining about infinitely worse. There's this idea that hell is a bottomless pit, and that's because no matter how bad it is, some stupid son of a bitch like you could figure out a way to make it a lot worse. So you think, well, what do you do about that? Well, you accept it. That's what life is like. It's suffering. That's what the religious people have always said. Life is suffering. Yes. Well, who wants to admit that? Well, just think about it. Well, so what do you do in the face of that suffering? Try to reduce it. Start with yourself. What good are you? Get yourself together, for Christ's sake, so that when your father dies, you're not whining away in a corner, and you can help plan the funeral. And you can stand up solidly so that people can rely on you. That's better. Don't be a damn victim. Of course you're a victim. Jesus, obviously. Put yourself together. And then maybe if you put yourself together, you know how to do that. You know what's wrong with you, if you'll admit it. You know there's a few things you could like polish up a little bit that you might even be able to manage in your insufficient present condition. And so you might shine yourself up a little bit, and then your eyes will be a little more open, and then you can shine yourself up a little bit more, and then maybe you could bring your family together instead of having them be the hateful, spiteful, neurotic, infighting batch that you're like doomed to spend Christmas with. So then you fix yourself up a little bit, kind of humbly, because, you know, God, you're a fixer-upper if there ever was one. And then you got to figure out, well, can you figure out how to make peace with your idiot brother? And probably not, because he's just as dumb as you, so how the hell are you going to manage that? And so then maybe you get somewhere that way, and your family's sort of functioning, and you find out, well, that kind of relieved a little bit of suffering, although it reduced the opportunities for spiteful revenge, and that's kind of a pain in the neck. And so then you get your family together a little bit, and you're a little clued in then, at least a bit, because you've done something difficult that's actually difficult. You're a little wiser, and so then maybe you could put a tentative finger out beyond the family and try to change some little thing without wrecking it. It's like, our society is complex, and we teach our students that they could just fix it. It's like, go fix a military helicopter and see how far you get with that. It's like, what are you going to do? You're like a chimp with a wrench. Whack! Oh, look, it's better. It's like, no, it's not better. Things are complicated, and to fix things is really hard, and you have to be like a golden tool to fix things, and you're not. So, and that's the other message of the West. It's like, how do you overcome the suffering of life? And I'm not saying it's only the message of the West. How do you overcome the suffering of life? Is be a better person. That's how you do it. Well, that's hard. It takes responsibility. And I think, you know, if you said to someone, you want to have a meaningful life, everything you do matters. That's the definition of a meaningful life. But everything you do matters. So you're going to have to carry that with you. Or do you want to just forget about the whole meaning thing, and then you don't have any responsibility because who the hell cares? And you can wander through life doing whatever you want, gratifying impulsive desires for how useful that's going to be. And you're stuck in meaninglessness, but you don't have any responsibility. Which one do you want? Well, ask yourself, which one are you pursuing? And you'll find very rapidly that it isn't the majority of your soul that's pursuing the whole meaning thing, because, well, look what you have to do that. You have to take on the fact that life is suffering. You have to put yourself together in the face of that. Well, that's hard. Christ, it's amazing people can even do it. I'm stunned every day when I go outside, and it isn't a riot with everything burning. Because really, God, you talk to people, it's like, I knew this guy, he'd been in a motorcycle accident, and it really ruined him, and he was like a linesman, you know, working on the power, and he was working with someone who had Parkinson's disease, and they had complementary inadequacies, and so two of them could do the job of one person, and so they're out there fixing power lines in the freezing cold, despite the fact that one was three-quarters wrecked with a motorcycle accident, and the other one had Parkinson's. It's like, that's how our civilization works. It's like, there's all these ruined people out there. They've got problems like you can't believe. Off they go to work and do things they don't even like. And look, the lights are on. My God, it's unbelievable. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. And we're so ungrateful. College students, the postmodern types, they're so ungrateful. You know, they don't know that they're surrounded by just a bloody miracle. It's a miracle that all this stuff works, that all you crazy chimpanzees that don't know each other can sit in the same room for 2 hours sweltering away without tearing each other apart, because that's what chimps do. So, anyways, so what happened? Well, I made some videos, and I got to the bottom of some things, at least as far as I can tell, so I told you what the bottom is, and then I've got this idea about what you might do about it, which isn't my idea. It's like, it's not my idea. It's an old, 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 old idea. It's far older than Christianity. It's old. It's the oldest story of mankind. Get yourself together. Transcend your suffering. See if you can be some kind of hero. Make the suffering in the world less. Well, that's the way forward, as far as I can tell, if there is any way forward. And that's what's under assault by the postmodernists. So look out, because they know exactly what they're doing, and they know exactly why they're doing it. And that's what it looks like to me. So, that's it.
So I've written a book. It's my first book. It is called The Wit and Wisdom of Emmanuel Makandiwa. I wrote the book, I think it must have been a couple of months ago, and I want you to get it if you can. It's on Amazon. Go to Amazon, type in Justin Nyoni, The Wit and Wisdom of Emmanuel Makandiwa. Get the book on Kindle. Also get it on Gumtree if you can, but get it on the Kindle, get it on Amazon, get the book, you'll be blessed. It's a book about my pastor. His name is Emmanuel Makandiwa. He's one of the most influential leaders in Africa right now. Probably the most influential man in Zimbabwe at the moment. And who happens to be also be my pastor. So it was almost like a tribute book where I just took a lot of the ideas that he teaches. He's had a tremendous impact on my life. And if you want to know the inspiration behind me, you get the book. So get the book, The Wit and Wisdom of Emmanuel Makandiwa. Get it on Amazon. It's there for sale. I think it's $9.99. A great book. It's not a long book, but it's a very, very powerful book. And it's got a very, very powerful ideas. If you are a Christian like me, you need to get it. And if even if you're not, it's something that will benefit you. And I think in the beginning also, you can hear a little bit of my story. So you're going to benefit from it. So get it, The Wit and Wisdom of Emmanuel Makandiwa. Get it on Amazon. It's out on Amazon. And my second book, I'm working on it right now. It's called The 10 Lessons from Failure, What the World Can Learn from Zimbabwe's failure, economic failure. So that's the basic premise of the second book. So get the books, look out for the second one. So that's it. Remember, The Wit and Wisdom of Emmanuel Makandiwa on Amazon. So get that. Okay, this is the end of the show. It's been a pleasure having you around. Please send me a message on WhatsApp on +27 65 131 9426. So that's my number. Send me a WhatsApp message. Let me know where you're listening from. It's been a pleasure having you. Have a great day. Please hit me up on Facebook. Justin Nyoni is my name. Justin Nyoni Inc. is my company page. LinkedIn, Justin Nyoni. Send me an email, justinnyoni@outlook.com. I'll get back to you. It's been really a pleasure listening, being with you. Send me a message if you can. Would love to hear from you. And so have a good day. Be informed, be blessed. Have a great day. Cheers.